New Mexico!
Mr. Chairman, New Mexico again casts 14 ballots for Barry Goldwater.
New Mexico cast 14 votes for Barry Goldwater. New York!
Mr. Chairman, New York recognizing what made the last mock convention so great was recognizing months in advance the rising star of John Kennedy and hoping that this convention will recognize months in advance the descending star of Barry Goldwater. New York, therefore, showing a bipartisan Stop Goldwater movement, splits its votes. The addition on this is to be 20 votes. Votes are given to everybody on that board but Barry Goldwater. 20 votes are given to Henry Cabot Lodge. 20 votes are given to Governor Scranton. 2 votes are given to Margaret Chase Smith. 2 votes are given to Mr. Governor Romney. 2 votes are given to Mr. Burns. And 2 votes are given for anyone else, and the rest go to Governor Nelson Rockefeller.
Mr. Chairman? Mr. Chairman?
Will the delegates, will the convention please come to order so that the roll call may continue? Will the New York chairman please cast those 2 votes for somebody?
Nixon.
Okay, two more for Nixon. All right, now the rest go to Rockefeller.
On a positive notion, and not a reckless one, I move that this delegation be polled.
The roll call of states will pause while the New York delegation is polled.
Figure up these tests. 44 from 92. Okay. 48 from 92.
New York has been polled and the votes stay the same. To reiterate, 20 votes for Lodge, 20 votes for Scranton, 2 for Smith, 2 for Romney, 2 for Nixon, 2 for Burns, and the rest to Governor Nelson Rockefeller.
I will announce the vote of the New York delegation. 44 votes for Nelson Rockefeller, 20 votes for Henry Cabot Lodge, 20 votes for William Scranton, 2 votes for Margaret Chase Smith, 2 votes for Henry Cabot Lodge, I beg your pardon, 2 votes for Richard Nixon, 2 votes for John W. Byrne, and 2 votes for George Romney. North Carolina!
North Carolina, still believing that the star is rising for Goldwater and will rise to win the nomination, cast 26 votes for Barry Goldwater.
Carolina cast 26 votes for Barry Goldwater. North Dakota! North Dakota cast 10 votes for Richard Nixon, 4 votes for Barry Goldwater. Ohio!
Mr. Chairman, there is a saying in the Ohio that so goes the Ohio, so goes the nation. We will vote accordingly. 25 votes for Senator Barry Goldwater. Richard Nixon. 8 votes for Governor William Scranton.
25 votes for Barry Goldwater, 25 votes for Richard Nixon, and 8 votes for William Scranton. Oklahoma!
Mr. Chairman, the Indian Nation of Oklahoma strongly supports Senator Barry Goldwater with his 22 votes.
Oklahoma cast 22 votes for Barry Goldwater. Oregon!
Mr. Chairman, the state of Oregon has just called the office of the next Vice President of the United States, Governor Mark O. Hatfield. And Oregon has decided to wait, contemplate the situation, and for the moment, we will pass.
Oregon passes. Pennsylvania!
Mr. Chairman, wishing to be as generous as the man from New York, I will again throw my 64 votes to that rising star. Take him away from that falling star and give him to the rising star, William Scranton!
Pennsylvania cast 64 votes for William Scranton. Rhode Island!
Mr. Chairman, the great state of Rhode Island, realizing the gravity of the situation now confronting the assembly to elect the next president of these United States, would like to, at this moment, pass.
The chair wishes to announce that there is a long-distance phone call from San Juan, Puerto Rico, for the chairman of the Puerto Rico delegation.
Rhode Island passes. Will the delegate from Puerto Rico please come to the stand? South Carolina!
Mr. Chairman, South Carolina, where the girls are the prettiest, the cotton the biggest, the peaches the juiciest, and the beaches the sandiest, casts its entire 16 palmetto votes once again for that great American, Barry Goldwater.
South Carolina casts its entire 16 votes for Barry Goldwater. South Dakota! South Dakota cast its 14 votes for Barry Goldwater. Tennessee!
Mr. Chairman, realizing who will be our next president, Tennessee proudly cast 28 votes for Goldwater.
Tennessee cast 28 votes for Barry Goldwater. Texas!
The roll call of states will be delayed until the Texas chairman completes his telephone call. Now that the Texas chairman has returned from the telephone, the roll call of states will continue.
Texas! 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 Texas cast its 56 votes for Barry Goldwater.
Will the delegates please be seated so that the roll call may continue?
Texas cast 56 votes for Barry Goldwater. Utah!
Mr. Chairman, although not bound by the unit rule, the great western intermountain state of Utah cast its entire block of 14 votes for the next president of the United States, the Honorable Senator Barry M. Goldwater!
Utah cast 14 votes for Barry Goldwater. Vermont! Vermont cast 4 votes for Barry Goldwater, 4 votes for Henry Cabot Lodge, and 4 votes for Nelson Rockefeller. Virginia!
Mr. Chairman, the great state of Virginia cast for Barry Goldwater, the next president of the United States, 30 votes.
Virginia cast 30 votes for Barry Goldwater. Washington!
Mr. Chairman, in the interest of the accuracy of this convention, the Washington State delegation, as instructed from Washington, will hold with its total on the first ballot, 2 votes for Richard M. Nixon. Three votes for Nelson A. Rockefeller. 9 votes for Henry Cabot Lodge. 10 votes for Barry Goldwater.
Washington cast 10 votes for Barry Goldwater, 9 votes for Henry Cabot Lodge, 3 votes for Nelson Rockefeller, and 2 votes for Richard Nixon. West Virginia!
Can we have just a minute, Mr. Chairman?
The roll call of states will pause by the while the West Virginia delegation consults among its members.
Last time?
But we passed and lose everything.